can't believe I stayed so long in that environment. I had such a lucky escape. Yet in other ways, I still can't believe I got out, with no ties. What would have happened to me if I didn't get out when I did? I don't know where I went the 2 years I was with him. I completely lost my voice and my independence. I got off a plane after working and travelling on the other side of the world and walked straight into hell. After he assaulted me, I googled relationship abuse. I felt sick. I saw the red flags and could relate to nearly all of them. It felt like someone was watching my relationship from afar and documented what was happening. You might be in denial and think it will all be okay, but in reality, it won't. It's not all about one slap or one incident. It's a pattern of abuse and control that can lead to being seriously hurt or worse. It sends a cold shiver through me when I read those horrific stories about abuse. People still question, why did she stay? This ignorance can cost lives, and young women are afraid to speak up. If we live in a society where a woman is made to feel isolated for speaking up, we are allowing the cycle of abuse to continue. If I had one wish, it would be that every single person on the planet who is in any relationship, whether they think it's good or bad, take a look at the Two Into You website and educate yourself on the red flags of abuse. It was a dose of reality I wasn't expecting. And it was difficult to register and understand that that's what I'd experienced.